bottled water, compliments of Senator Martin, your senator. All afternoon, Amabel had fixated on the tilt-a-whirl, nagging to ride until I gave in. Her head just cleared the height requirement. Gloating, she raced to a cart and now sat impatiently, kicking her legs. Her cheeks sparkled with a painted flag, stars rendered in silver glitter. At 4 years old, she was already a beauty, with a bossy, charming face and strawberry blonde hair. On the sidelines, one of Senator Martin's men, a snoop, as Amabel and I called them, chewed his gum impassively, like a man at a bus stop. A curly white cord snaked from his ear down the stiff collar of his polo. Amabel waved at him with her arm stretched straight. Snoops had shadowed her all her life. The senator had been in office for decades. With the scream of a guitar riff, the tilt-a-whirl jerked into motion. The seats lifted and began to glide, first in one direction, then the opposite, still slowly enough for the dizziness to feel pleasant. A breeze swept our hair. Amabel wriggled beside me, giddy, as we waltzed by other carts. Then, abruptly, she gasped and tried to stand, pushing at the lap bar. I snatched her waistband. Sit down! She pointed, jabbing the air.
That girl! She's following me!
Our cart spun, more quickly now, with a sick zip of acceleration.
What?
In the direction of Amabel's finger were two carts, one holding a trio of boys, the other with its back to us.
The one with the red hair!
Amabel's voice was shrill. The second cart spun, and I caught a glimpse of a young woman, maybe a teenager, with long bare legs and bright hair. She was riding alone.
Don't be silly, Ammy, I said. We sailed backward and slammed into a turn.
Amabel squealed. The force of the spin pressed her legs into mine, and her face was flattened and distressed. I squeezed her hand.
It's almost over.
Amabel scowled, resenting being babied. She craned at the carts sailing by, a hectic impression of shirt patterns and white faces. The music was so loud it felt physical, like someone breathing on my neck. Finally, the song ended and the ride drifted to a stop. The slouching attendant began releasing the safety bars. People streamed away. When our bar was lifted, Amabel darted to the exit.
There she is!
She pointed to a teenager, moving with the flow of disembarking passengers. The girl was striking. Bright, tomato-red hair fell down her back, contrasting with her milk-pale skin. She wore a short white dress and aqua cowboy boots. We reached the exit at the same time she did, and she stepped back to let us go ahead, smiling blankly, though Amabel was gaping. An intricate tattoo of flowers climbed her bicep. No, face paint, with a heavy dose of glitter, like Amabel's flag. We filed down the stairs and I took Ammy by the shoulders to keep her clear of the crowd. The midway was packed, people carrying corn dogs and typing into their phones and pointing at Uncle Sam striding past on stilts. Around us, spinning rides filled the periphery of my vision with color and motion. The racket of shouted conversation and tinny carnival music thickened the air like soup. My head pulsed, and I knelt beside Amabel to ask what she wanted to do next. Her lower lip shook.
Sweetie, what's wrong? I asked.
You didn't believe me.
A fat tear rolled down her cheek, blurring the flag.
About the girl?
I glanced around, but in the chaos, the redhead had vanished. We ran right into her, and she didn't notice us. Amabel sniffled, smearing her hand across her nose. She was imaginative, always inventing stories in which she played a starring role. Being followed, being kidnapped, being rescued. These were her current obsessions, influenced by a library of princess movies she knew by heart. I pulled a napkin from my pocket and dabbed at her eyes. Her skin felt feverish.
Why don't we take a break?
We bought Italian ices and settled at a picnic table in the shade of a striped tent. Misters sprayed a haze of water that evaporated as it hit our skin, deliciously cooling.
Now, I said. Tell me about the girl. Is she a spy?
Amabel shook her head, giggling. In a stage whisper, she told me the redhead had trailed after us all day, had her arm painted as Amabel got her face painted, rode the Ferris wheel with us, stood behind us at the puppet show.
It's probably a coincidence.